Hello, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with Warren Paul?
Okay.
I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Sure.
Okay. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Okay. And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
72.
Thank you. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
Caucasian.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm sorry, which election?
The country is headed in
oh,
the direction.
The country is headed.
Yeah.
I'm satisfied.
Okay. And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them, 0 very unfavorable, and 50 means in the middle. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
The first one on the list, Donald Trump. From 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
0.
Public school teachers, in general, public school teachers from 0 to 100?
90.
90. The American Federation of Teachers, or AFT, from 0 to 100? 90. The next one, Critical Race Theory, or CRT.
90.
Joe Biden, from 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
90.
Public charter schools, in general, public charter schools?
75.
75. Public schools, in general?
90.
Your local school board, from 0 to 100?
I'd say 90.
And the last one, Black Lives Matter, or BLM?
Oh, 100.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
And would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Better.
And some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means public school prepared them very well. 5, somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic, okay? Again, you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first topic, understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. From 0 to 10, how well?
I think 8.
And the next one, develop social skills from 0 to 10?
8.
Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market from 0 to 10?
8.
Grasp the academic basic of reading, writing, and math?
8.
The last two, be ready for higher education like college?
Yeah, 8.
And the last one, develop critical thinking skills?
8.
Okay, and now we're almost done with the survey. Just a couple of more questions. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Okay.
We appreciate your interest. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education? What do you think?
Not enough.
And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years, yes or no?
No.
And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
And as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes, I agree.
Strongly agree with that or just somewhat agree?
Yes, strongly.
Strongly agree. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
And now please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Just three statements. The first one, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Strongly agree? Somewhat?
Yeah, I agree.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, the last two. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that.
Could you repeat that one for me?
Yeah, no problem. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree with that?
Well, I agree that the teachers are definitely professionals and they know what to teach.
Okay. So strongly agree or just somewhat?
Strongly.
And the last one, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
Yes, strongly agree.
Strongly agree? Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. And please just tell me whether you will support or oppose it. Just five. The first one is adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Would you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Support. And the next one, raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including toward certification and licensing requirements. Strongly support that? Somewhat
I mildly disagree.
Okay. And the last three, removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
Oh, I strongly disagree.
Okay. And increasing teacher pay. Would you strongly support that? Somewhat support. Okay. And the last one, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
Did you say teaching that?
Yeah, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
I strongly agree.
Okay. And some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishment of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decisions to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
I strongly support teaching that. What the question
was?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the question, if you strongly support that. And now we are basically in the last part of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your patience. I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. And please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument. 5 means a somewhat convincing argument. And 0 means it is not at all convincing argument. Okay? Just 3.
Okay.
The first one is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that argument?
I think very convincing, 10.
Okay. Is that a 10? Okay. And the last two? Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship. And book banning, we must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
What was the very last part about we must what?
The last part, we must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books.
Okay. Well, I still didn't quite catch it. We must support that, or?
If you think this is very convincing or somewhat convincing or not at all. Like most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism.
I'm not still not sure what the point
is. Okay, I can repeat the statement.
Okay.
It's not our problem. So,
okay.
From the beginning, last
okay.
year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. So we must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books.
Okay, I got it. Strongly agree.
Okay. No, it's very convincing. Is that a 10? Okay.
Yeah.
And the last one, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have this conversation in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and from opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How
yes,
convincing was that from 0 to 10? Very convincing, okay?
Yes.
And finally, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Just two. The first one, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Strongly agree, somewhat, or disagree?
They should learn, yes, I strongly agree.
Okay, strongly agree. And the last one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Strongly
yes.
agree?
Strongly.
Somewhat? Strongly agree, okay? And as we conclude the survey, I have to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only, and we are done.
Okay.
Can you please tell us what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school, some college or vocational certificate, or college graduate?
College graduate.
Okay. And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or a homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Will you say
never.
Twice a week or more, or never?
Never.
Okay. And for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Does that apply to you or someone in your household or not?
No.
And is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help, sir. Have a great evening.
You're welcome. You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.